Oh, hey, bro. How are you, bro?
Thanks for choosing Felger and Maz to entertain.
Keep it in your pants.
And inform you in the afternoon.
I didn't understand anything you said.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
I want to start with, I'm usually a day late. I get maybe because it's not. I'm not on Twitter, and so I'm not like monitoring everything as it happens. I sort of like, I'm still in a newspaper mode in terms of news cycle, Maz. Something happens on a Tuesday night, I get to it Wednesday morning.
Yeah, I'm usually Thursday.
It's just sort of the way I
news don't... isn't real to you until you can hold it.
Yeah, I sort of.
You need a tactile.
I don't know.
Rude news isn't real to me, Marie, until I comment on it.
It's just sort of, maybe that's it too. So like the latest example is Tommy Kern has this great column up on NBC Sports Boston. The headline is Somehow Tom Brady Has Become the Patriots Bad Guy. When did he post that? It was yesterday, I believe.
Yesterday. I think it was during the show yesterday.
Yeah, yesterday noontime. So it was even before yesterday's show. But again, I'm on the old newspaper 24-hour news cycle, so I need a day to digest, so I've digested. And let me just ask you that, Maz, that headline and the general tenet of the story, which is Brady's somehow in this whole story become the bad guy. Do you believe that's the case?
I think that in this story, relatively speaking, yes, he's the bad guy. Yep, relatively speaking.
You think he's become the bad guy in the eyes of Patriots fans?
No. No, not even close.
Well, and so what I mean by that is I don't mean like overall, I mean for this story. Who do they blame for this story or this mess?
Well, you know the answer to that is ESPN.
Okay, so other than the people wearing footy pajamas, the actual real condition inside the building, which is real and exists, and these three being, you know, at odds over this issue. Okay, so that's real, whether you care to admit it or not. But who would a fan blame for those three being at odds inside the building?
My gut on that is Kraft.
Really?
Yeah. My instinct on that is Kraft, because that's the one that the fans have the least allegiance to. And that, you know, the coach and the quarterback, they are forever indebted to. And that, you know, The one thing I find astonishing is that people keep going back, and I told you this in a late email that I sent, keep going back and wanting to find how they can reverse the Garoppolo trade, right? So clearly, people now don't like the Garoppolo trade, and I think people are more apt to look at it as the owner made him trade Garoppolo than Belichick traded Garoppolo on his own.
Huh.
So I say Kraft.
Interesting. Okay.
I think they're wrong. I mean, on some level, they're wrong, because I don't think it's that simple, but I think it's Kraft.
Well, so here, and see, I feel it's Brady, and so I'm with Kern. He says the 4,600-word ESPN article accurately lays out an atmosphere of tension and uncertainty in Foxborough that, while not unprecedented, 2007 to 2009 was sticky, too, he says, while not unprecedented, is gathering just as everybody's getting old and nearing the end. He says, and it's Brady's fault. And he's being sarcastic here, obviously. He says, and it's Brady's fault. He's the one who got Yoko Guerrero involved and couldn't take the presence of Garoppolo any longer. He's to blame for the Patriots getting pennies on the dollar for a would-be superstar. He was arm-twisting teammates to see his body coach and business partner, browbeating the 76-year-old owner about his contract, throwing hospital balls to receivers like Chris Hogan and making sure the decks were cleaned of all competition. It's him, him, him. I mean, I agree that's the way that story read, and I think it's who I blame, to be honest with you. I blame Brady for that whole mess inside the building. I do.
It paints him as a diva. I mean, if you believe the Wickersham story and Bedard and any of these other stories, and even again, Tom Curran confirms, like, there is something going on behind the scenes there. Yeah, a lot of it is with Tom and his insecurities, and that's why he couldn't deal with having Garoppolo around. It doesn't make me dislike him as a player. I get why they made the decision and why they stuck with Tom Brady. It doesn't make me look at him as the bad guy. I think he's kind of, he gets to me a little bit more of an unlikable weirdo off the field by the day with all the other stuff going on and the business and the pliability and all that nonsense. But as a player, please, no, I couldn't care less.
So I'm just telling you that fans don't blame Brady.
I think some do. But let's find out. 617-779-0985. Is that accurate? Presuming the issues inside the building are real, and on this show, we're just going on the assumption that they are. I mean, not the assumption, the informed opinion. And not even the informed opinion, the fact. I mean, the ESPN story isn't the only place that you get this from. It's been out there for a long time. And, you know, I think a lot of you trust Greg Bedard. And he, you know, categorically believes Belichick was told to trade Jimmy Garoppolo and that all these issues are real. So all these issues are real. Who's to blame for him? Who's to blame for him? Again, Maz thinks it's Kraft. I think most of you are going to say Brady. Either way, if it's Brady, is it deserved? If it's Brady, is it deserved? See, I think it is. I think it is. But so that's one piece of this. But the other piece is what Jim just mentioned. Do you think people like Brady more or less than they used to?
I mean, I still say more.
I think it's less.
I think his popularity's been hurt recently, which on the face of it makes no sense because all he's done is win. All he's done is win championships at an age when no one does it. He still hasn't got, you know, he still hasn't really done or said anything that is scandalous or overtly wrong, unless you consider supporting the president as being overtly wrong. So, like, the whole political thing hurt him, but it's not like he did anything wrong.
I don't think it's any substantial number. I just think it's a tick less with all of the branding of TB12 and all of that. I just know for my friends that really care about him and look at him almost as a god, almost kind of like I do too, as shameful as that is for me to say, but it's true. Like, he's my favorite athlete ever. But with all that stuff, it's just like, all right, come on. With each new book, with each new bag of nuts that's $70, with all the pajamas and everything else, and that it's just like, all right, can you stop, please? Like,
so,
I get it.
And let me just give an example. This, you know, this documentary that he's done with Facebook.
Right.
So this thing. I hate.
Well, so hold on. It comes out, and that's the reaction of most of you. It's like, it's an eye roll. It's a, would you please, Tom, already put a sock in it? It's like, it's not. And again, nothing's 100%. I'm telling you, I think there's a large percentage of Patriots fans and Brady fans who look at that and go, oh, would you please already? I'm getting sick of this, Tom. And those are his people, his supporters. That's what I feel. So I feel he's lost popularity in the last 10 years. And that's the latest example of it.
See, but I think the hardcores, I don't know. We got a couple of calls yesterday, people talking about Brady, like he's still got 5 years left. And I'm like, what are you people smoking?
So what's the percentage of hardcores who eat that thing up yesterday versus the fans that say, all right, already?
Okay, know. So, well, now we're getting into the whole gray area of which vote matters more. And so I don't know. I still think that Brady's got a huge, I think we're all a little bit skewed by the perception of Brady because the picture of him that was painted in that story. That's what I think. And so, you know, well, so, now look, does he look like a petulant child in that story? Yeah. But at the core of it, when you really get down to it, is the Alex Guerrero stuff at the core of their problems, or is the Jimmy Garoppolo stuff at the core of their problems?
Yeah, I think it goes back to a Brady problem, right? I think it's both. I think it's both.
See, I think it comes down to trading Garoppolo. And if Brady's chirping about, you know, how come I don't have security, and all of which is well and good, they still don't have to trade him just because the quarterback wants that.
They don't have to give in to it. Ultimately, you're right. They don't have to give in to it. But Brady was chirping in Kraft's ear. Where's my security? What about my loyalty? Why is he still here? Why don't I have my contract? Why are you kicking Alex off the plane? You know, the timing of it, I believe, is related to Brady chirping.
Yeah, and what I would tell you is, of course Brady's chirping. Who else is going to defend Brady? If you're Robert Kraft and Brady's chirping, if someone else chirps, are you going to respond too? Or let him chirp. Let him chirp away. Chirp, 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 away. Chirp all you want. The owner's under no obligation. The owner's obligation is to do what's best for his franchise and the football team. Like, I look at that and say, fine, Tom, chill out, relax, no problem, we'll take care of you. You'll lie to him if you have to.
So, that's one piece. The issues internally in Foxborough, is Brady to blame? And is he taking the blame for it? And does he deserve the blame for it? How do you like him? Do you like him the same as you ever have? Because he's winning the same as he ever has, if not better. And his on-field is as impeccable as ever. Do you like him less? Because I think that video is a good example. If he released that video 10 years ago, we're like, oh, porn.
Yeah.
Take off my pants, that's Brady porn. And now it's gotten to the point where he releases it and everyone says, all right.
Well, now it's reached the point of oversaturation.
I think it's embarrassing is what I think it is.
What was the line
in there? I'm a warrior? Ugh. I wanted to puke when I heard that.
So why is so? So what's happened there? So Jimmy, I have a poll for you. I have a poll for you for the I am James Stewart. At I am James Stewart at the Felger and Maz page. I'll put it on my minor league Twitter feed as well. This is for the people of Boston. This is for Patriots fans and Brady fans. There's two ways to ask it. Is your view of Brady favorable or unfavorable? That's sort of silly, right? Because it used to be 100. Now it's going to be 95.
How about is your view of Brady less favorable than it was a year ago?
So you find Tom Brady less likable.
5 years ago. Do you like Brady more or less than you did 5 years ago? Is that fair?
Yeah.
Sure.
Do you like Tom Brady more or less than you did 5 years ago?
Yeah.
That's your poll.
Can you, well, all right. I was going to say.
Go ahead, good.
Can we do more, less, or same?
However you want to craft it.
Well, because some people might say my opinion of him hasn't changed at all.
I like it.
So more, less, and same. There you go.
How we doing, Stu? Does that make sense?
I just wrote it down. I'll put it up there momentarily.
Oh, yeah. I can't wait to see what it looks like when it gets up there, actually, because I'm sure Jimmy will butcher it.
Because I'll tell you right now, if it wasn't for this job, I would stick my head in the sand with all this other stuff, because it makes me crazy. It started last summer with the Tony Robbins thing. Tony Robbins? That was like, oh, God, are you kidding me? You're really going into Tom Cruise Scientology type crap when you align yourself with a kook like Tony Robbins. Like, that made me crazy. And he's just, it's continued. I get it. Look, I'm a capitalist. Make that money. As an athlete, you got to get all the money you can when you can. But this is, it's gone overboard.
Here's the question. Do you like Tom Brady more or less or the same than you did 5 years ago? At all of our Twitter feeds, you can do it online. We'll give you the results as soon as they come in, and we'll discuss it.
Felger and Maz. Felger and Maz. We want to appeal to your ears.
Blunt force trauma!
We're going to run it right down their throat!
This is Felger and Maz. On 98.5, the Sports Hub.
What are you willing to do, and what are you willing to give up to be the best you can be? You only have so much energy, and the clock's ticking on all of us. If you're going to compete against me, you better be willing to give up your life, because I'm giving up.
End zone touchdown!
Jay-Z taught us 30 is the new 20, and Tom Brady is showing us 40 is the new 30.
There's a warrior spirit about me. I'm always in competition with myself.
You know, I have to say, I don't think I've ever met anyone that loves to lose something as much as he loves football.
Sacrifices for your sport, but when you have a family, you do.
When I see myself out there, I feel like, man, I still do this and I do it better than I've ever done it, so why should I stop?
You know, we're cynical SOBs. So we look at it that way, and it's like, would you please, Tom, spare me? But I have a feeling like real Patriots fans and Brady fans, not us. Not negative, you know, shock jocks. Like, Patriots fans have fatigue on this. And look at that and go, you know, that they don't... I don't know, that's the thing came out, you say, and it wasn't embraced. It was mocked or...
There was an eye roll to
Yes,
it,
there was
I
an
think.
Eye roll. There's an eye roll. Maybe it's this market, because we're not really the, you know, Deepak Chopra kind of market. You know, he's not doing this in Orlando, for God's sakes. This is Boston, where there's a little bit of an edge to it. And so maybe it's just the wrong market for it, or maybe people have just gotten a little sick of Tom Brady, or they don't like him as much as they used to. I don't think they like him as much as they used to. And that's not saying he's unpopular or that you don't love him or he's not on the Mount Rushmore. All those things. I'm asking you, do you like him more or less than you did 5 years ago?
No, there's fatigue. Because as you said in the first segment, 10 years ago, I see this little trailer.
Oh, my God.
There's a wet spot in my drawers.
You take the day off.
Yeah. Now, I look at him like, all right, enough, please.
Murray, I got news for you. It's not just a wet spot, pal. Your whole drawers are wet. Who are you kidding? I have a warrior's mentality. You're a tool. You tool. I have a warrior's mentality.
This is nothing but an ad for the brand.
I mean, come on. Like, seriously. Tell you what, Mike, why don't you walk up to the program director's office and say, I have a warrior's mentality.
Buy my $70 nuts.
Or just down the hall to Rick Radzik, the assistant PD. Go to his office and say, I have a warrior's mentality.
Yeah, good. Can you work weekends, too?
Yeah,
give me a good hotel room for the Super Bowl.
Seriously, he would look at you and say, shut up. You tool. Get out of here.
So this is what I'm saying. It's like, I think that even though he's never won at a higher clip or is about to match the most he's ever won, and he's just solidified himself as the best ever. I think his favorability ratings have taken a hit here in the last 2, 3, 4, 5 years.
Okay, so here's my point. Would people be reacting that way if Garoppolo was 2-5 instead of 7-0 in his career.
Right, not as much.
So I think it relates to Garoppolo. All of a sudden, people's eyes are opening. Oh, we traded the wrong guy. Or we traded a guy. How about even just traded the guy? You don't even have to say the wrong one. You could have kept Brady, as far as I'm concerned. Fine. Now all of a sudden, so I think some of the distaste for Brady, if it exists, is coming from the fact that the people are now awakening to the reality that they screwed up.
Okay, your reaction. Alex in Boston, go.
Yeah, so it's messed, right?
We're not off to a great start. Call us back. That phone's not going to work. Joe in Rhode Island. Go ahead, Joe.
Yeah, hey, guys. No, I was pissed off at Brady when we got rid of Garoppolo because, besides everything else, Tom's the leader. He's proved he's the best. He should have mentored Jimmy. And I would have liked to have seen him play one game or a quarter this year, and I think Bill would have done it, but Tommy, being Tommy boy, didn't want to allow that to happen. Not 90% of the reason, never mind what's going on with Guerrero and all that.
Okay, so I don't blame him for not mentoring Garoppolo. I mean, I would have liked when that was obvious, when you saw that preseason where Brady was going to be suspended and Garoppolo was playing those preseason games, and all Brady did was turn his ass to Jimmy Garoppolo for four straight games and not give the kid the time of day. Like, it was just so obvious watching just the body language there that Brady was standoffish towards Garoppolo when it came to the football team. Like, when you just pointed that out, the crying and caterwauling among Patriots fans, like, it's okay. I don't blame Brady for it.
Don't you feel vindicated, though? Because remember that during those preseason games we were talking about it, and it was so obvious that Garoppolo was like, what are you guys talking about? Can I see? Can I see? And it's Brady and Josh McDaniels like, no, stay away. What are you guys doing? Can I learn someplace? Can I get in there? What are you looking at? What are you? Nope. Just turn away.
Brady literally stuck his ass in his face.
And now it makes all the sense in the world.
Of course, but I don't blame Brady for it. He's a competitor from start to end, and that includes his job internally. So I don't blame him for not mentoring the kid, but I would blame him for getting in Kraft's ear to the point where they trade the kid, and when the fact is, don't worry about him. Worry about you. If you want your contract, that's fine. If you think that they're treating you unfairly as it relates to Guerrero, that's fine. But I totally believe the story that after they traded Garoppolo, that Brady had a different mindset. He was bouncing around the place that next week when he got Hoyer. Zoe and others were saying that long before the story ever came out. And there were comments and little things you could read between the line when Hoyer got there, how happy Brady was. So I do put that on him. I think he's gotten a little entitled here as he's gotten older. Barbara and Beverly, what do you think?
What I think is you people are talking about people like they're pieces on a chessboard. Tom Brady, I like him more than I did 5 years ago because he brought more Super Bowls to this state, this region. The other thing is, how can you say, in one breath, that James Harrison takes a piece of the soul of the Patriots and not think that trading Brady is pretty much taking the whole soul of the Patriots? That's my comment to you guys.
Okay, Barbara, get on Twitter. I am James Stewart or the Felger and Maz Twitter page and vote your support for Brady. You like him more than you did 5 years ago. That poll is up, by the way. Jimmy, do you have something to add on that?
The respondents, it's 42% more.
And how much less?
28%, which is third, 30% the same. 1,000 respondents so far.
I told you.
What I'm telling you.
Well, that's not true, actually, because, go ahead. I was going to say 5 years ago, the number might have been 80%.
30% like him less. That's a crap ton. But the poll is like 2 minutes old. At the Felger and Maz page on Twitter. What was something I was going to comment on? The soul of the Patriots. No, you can make the case, Barbara, that trading Brady or trading Belichick or any of these is actually very much in the character and the soul of the Patriots, which is you move on a year early than a year late. No one player is bigger than the organization. We do what's in the best long-term interest of the team every time and not in the interest of one player. I think if they had traded Brady, it would have been very much in character and very much in the soul of the team and the organization.
As do I. I mean, I said this to you earlier in the week, or maybe it was at the end of last week. You build your whole organization, and now I'm arguing with the people who shoved the Patriot way down my throat. So maybe it's more about the fans than anything else. You preach the Patriot way. You laud the Patriot way. You celebrate it every time they trade a Mankins or a Seymour or a let a Vinatieri go. You do it over and over and over again. Then you get to the most important position on the field, the most important position in sports, and you can't pull the trigger?
Pete in Delaware. Go ahead, Pete. What do you got?
Hey, guys. Yeah, I mean, obviously he's the greatest of all time. On the field, off the field, he's a dink. I mean, he, you know, I just think he's probably always been this way, but in the last few years, he's let us, you know, he's exposed himself more, and, you know, he's just a strange guy, and I just don't like the way he tries to shove things down your throat. Like the concussion thing. It's okay for him to tell us about the concussions, but when we question, you know, the whole thing with his wife, he didn't want to answer questions.
So,
the only good thing about Brady, though, to be honest, the Jim Gray interviews. If we didn't have the Jim Gray interviews, we wouldn't have Murray doing it, and Murray's great at that.
Okay, so
hey, thanks, Caller.
Brady is not the same as he's always been. Trust me, he's not. He's not even close. I mean, for a long portion, and that's not even when I covered him, or when I covered him when he was a backup. You know, for a long portion of his championship career, of his superstar career, he turned down endorsements, and he turned down that off-field thing and that branding thing. In fact, we always made fun of Peyton Manning that his brand was so important to him, and Brady just cared about football. Like, that was the storyline for a decade, and it was true. It was accurate. Every time you turn on the TV, there was Peyton Manning, and Brady was just playing football. And that's changed. It's totally changed. And that's sort of my worry now, Maz, that why is Brady still playing? Why is he still playing? Is he still playing because it's the best springboard for TB12, and that's what he's really worried about now? And I'm not telling you that football's not important to him. Of course it's important to him. But that other thing is really, really important to him, too. And, you know, is he playing football to prove that he's the best? He's already proven it. Is he playing football to win championships? He's already won more than anyone who's ever played the game. Is he doing it to prove that he can do it better, longer than anyone else? He's already done it. So why is he still playing? And I think a cynic would look at it and say he's doing it because it's the best springboard for TB12, and now he's playing as much as it is for football, which he still loves, obviously, and to win, which he still wants to do. But there's this third piece now that is more important than ever, and it's to springboard his brand for his post-career playing. Is he playing so he can bring in the camera crew, so he can promote TB12 and give him a good running start for when that's all that he does? Is that why he's playing?
Maybe. I told you yesterday, it used to be clearly to me if it was 99% football. I don't know what it is now. 50, you know, maybe 50-50 is too, you know, is too unfair to Brady. So maybe it's 70-30.
But let me ask you,
I don't know.
Do you hear him talk more? I mean, right now I hear him talk more, invest more on TB12 than I do the Patriots. Or as much. It's close. It's close. I mean, just in your mind's eye, folks. The interviews that he does, the exposure that he has. When you see him or hear him, is it football related or is it his Instagram feed, TB Times, TB12, like, I mean, just eyeball it. Don't you think there's as much football as there is that other thing? Like, I mean, it's pretty close.
Oh, it's definitely close. When you say as much football, like, I'm not sure there's as much football.
It's close.
I mean, now look, you know, if you include the time he's on the field and you watch him actually playing the game, then the exposure you get to him, sure. But in terms of what he's talking about, he talks about the other stuff way more. Way more. But again, see, I think the whole other thing spawns off of Garoppolo. Like, the whole thing is about, here's a guy coming to take my job, and now I'm going to extend my career, and the TB12 becomes a middle finger to Bill Belichick, is what it becomes. I think that's just my two cents.
Yeah, no, I mean, I think it's his career, and playing longer sets up his career. Is that why he's still playing? We continue with this, and we'll play a bunch of sound. Some fun stuff coming up next that I think you'll enjoy. And we'll continue with this conversation all day long. Also, we're giving away Patriots tickets today. Free Patriots tickets to the divisional playoff game this Saturday night. I'll give you details on that as well right after this, so don't go anywhere.
Stay tuned for more Felger and Mass on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Thanks for ending your workday with Felger and Mass on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Dumb move.
And streaming at CBSBostonSports.com.
What's the result so far, Jimmy?
Of 2,900 votes, 45% more, 29% the same, 26% less.
Okay. So I'm going to guess that those results are going to metastasize. Sorry for that adjective if that's...
It's a globe word.
It's bad form, but it's that's how I would describe it. But usually, you know, when you watch election results, 4% of precincts are reporting, and it just seems to stay that way.
Right, exactly.
You know what I mean?
Sure.
Because that's why polling works, because I don't know. Anyway, I'm going to guess that this stays roughly the same. 25%. It's 26% right now like him less. That's still a sizable number. I mean, there's no real reason on the face of it to like him less. So some people don't like this question, obviously.
There's a better poll on our Twitter page.
Some people don't like us. So a listener immediately after we put this one out came up with his own.
Do you believe the quality of the Felger and Maz 2 to 6 show is better, worse, or the same as 5 years ago?
Oh, there's no question it's better.
So that one's up there as
64% say worse, 21% say better, 15% the same.
So we're at 35% at the same or better. Actually, I'll take that at this juncture.
Well, and in the Brady poll, it's 55% say the same or worse, right?
Oh, very good.
So look at it that way. That Brady's popularity has not increased in the last 5 years in the eyes of 55% of the people out there.
I'll tell you, that middle option really gives you the ability to skew it however you want to suit your agenda, which is brilliant.
Totally.
Great job, Mass.
Thank you. Good job, Mass.
No problem. I'm happy to package that for you.
Jack in Plymouth, go. Hello, Jackson.
Hey, can you hear me?
Yes, go ahead.
Hey, you know, I just, I definitely think that my opinion of Brady hasn't changed at all. You know, the guy's winning, you know. I think that everyone in this league has egos, and I'll tell you what, the Patriots do a pretty good job of being humble in public. You know, they don't talk about stats. It's always about the team. You know, when you compare to the rest of the league, you got guys like Cam Newton and Richard Seymour. You know, how about the Josh Norman, Dez Bryant thing a few years back? I mean, these guys, you know, the Patriots are professionals, and they keep winning. You know, I don't think it has anything to do with Jimmy G. You know, I think that Brady...
Okay, Jack, I'm going to let you go. You got it. You feel exactly the same about him. Kevin and Milton, how do you feel?
Well, I had season tickets for 27 years, so I sat through some really bad teams. And I look at Jimmy G, 6 touchdowns, 5 interceptions. He's not the next Tom Brady, I can tell you that. And number two is, well, you know, there is loyalty somewhere, and Brady has taken millions of dollars less so the team can go out and get some jamokes to play with him. And they really weren't that successful. And I would say that those 5 rings are mainly responsible for 2 people, Belichick and Brady. And how we're getting around to comparing Brady and Jimmy G is beyond me.
I don't think people are comparing them. I think that there's an issue in the building, and it's caused some problems there. And people play the blame game. And who do you blame? And Tommy Curran says that somehow Tom Brady has become the bad guy in this story. I think he has become the bad guy. I think he deserves to be. And in fact, but I don't want to exclude everybody else. I think everybody did something wrong. I think Kraft shouldn't have stepped in and made a football decision. I think Brady should have just shut up and do his job and not, you know, become such a pain in the ass with his trainer and all this other stuff. And I think Bill Belichick, once he was ordered to trade Garoppolo, to do a good job with it and not just peddle him off to the first offer or a hand deliver him to someone that you like for a horrible return. So I think they all did something wrong.
And you shouldn't have leaked the whole thing to the media.
And then on the backside of it, you know, fuel, whether it's you or your camp, fuel this story that really takes a dump all over your quarterback. Like, that ain't right either. Right. Good point, Maz.
I mean, it's just bad form. Like, so look, again, I think on some level, Belichick's pissed that Brady screwed up his plan. He's pissed. Now, look, I happen to agree that they should have kept Garoppolo, okay? But the whole idea of drafting Garoppolo when they did was by 4 years, Tom will be out. That's it. It'll be over. And Brady screwed it up. And then Brady screwed it up, and he won. And he went to the owner. He says, I won. I'm still here. I won. What are you going to do about it? Make the other guy lost. Make him take his medicine. So, like, on some level, I give Brady a lot of credit. Also give Belichick credit for prodding him a little bit and getting him back. Like, you know, in some way, Brady should be looking at this going, if that guy doesn't trade Garoppolo, my career might be over already. Just my 2 cents.
Martin on the Cape. Hi, Martin.
Hey, how are you? Michael, I like Jimmy Garoppolo, and I hate the trade. But the main thing, I don't believe for 1 minute that little Jimmy G could have withstood the beating that Tom Brady has taken this season. If he had made it all the way to the second Miami game without a busted chicken wing, then Dominican Sue would have turned him into a jelly donut.
So excellent point, Martin. Excellent point, and something that Tommy Curran spends a lot of time on in his story in terms of if Brady was feeling antsy and was getting bitchy and chirpy, well, can you blame him? And this is Tom's point. Curran spends a lot of time on the toughness issue. He writes, he says, now the guy, meaning Brady, who took an obscene physical beating through the season's first 6 games and withstood a hammering in the 2015 AFC Championship that would have left Jimmy Garoppolo in traction is being called soft by a Patriots staffer. And again, this is from Seth's story. A Patriots staffer was implying that Tom Brady has gotten nervous and fragile, right? You know, his fragility and nervousness has increased. That's a Patriots staffer saying that about Tom Brady when Curran says Garoppolo would have been in traction if he had taken the beating that Tom Brady has taken. Curran writes that anyone who's watched Brady closely understands that when the protection is worse, he accelerates everything. Yes, his feet, his head swiveling, his release, especially during the regular season, and sometimes even the playoffs too, like at the start of Super Bowl 46 with the safety against the Giants. Exactly.
Right.
Curran says that he mildly subscribes to a live-to-fight-another-day credo. This is not a recent phenomenon, says Curran. In a game in Seattle in 2012, Brady repeatedly danced and ducked when nobody was even near him. It was frequent that year. If anything, his willingness to take punishment has increased over the years. So labeling him as fragile and nervous, that feels like projecting. And I agree 100%.
It's a great line.
I just want to know if Tom Curran or Tom Brady would be blaming Seth Wickersham. Because all Seth Wickersham was doing was repeating what Patriot staffers were telling him. So if you feel like that's projecting and that's unfair, and I'm with Tom Curran, it is unfair. Let's look at the coach and his people, because that's who planted that story.
Why, do you think he's blaming Wickersham there? Because
no,
I don't.
No, I don't.
No, I think he's taking a shot at Belichick.
Right. And if not a shot, at least, you know, here's the other side. And I think it's fair. There was another good Garoppolo dig in here. He says, a sore Achilles and whatever other maladies he's dealing with, there's been a lot of hand flexing in recent weeks, writes Curran.
Maladies.
Thank you. They aren't a byproduct of being 40 as much as they are related to being dropped in an industrial-sized dryer every weekend.
I let that one go, Mari.
And playing behind an offensive line, which he relentlessly praises, that has undersized players at center and left guard who get bulldozed by players bent on breaking Tom Brady.
Left guard's Tooney, by the way.
So you're Tom Brady and you're digesting this portion of Wickersham's story. And you're getting that familiar vibe of seller's remorse from within your own team. The vibe that you're not really supposed to be here anymore. That the guy who was drafted in 2014 because of Tom's age and contract status was supposed to be the one still here, the future. And you're thinking to yourself about the hits you've taken while recalling that in 2016 at the age of 24, Garoppolo couldn't make it through six quarters as your replacement. So then you get chirped by Josh McDaniels on the sidelines. You're told twice you missed an open receiver and you've heard enough. F you is how you answer. And that's sort of Curran describing how Brady feels inside about it. And you can see how Brady feels about it.
Oh, no question.
But which I would say is, well, welcome to the NFL, kid.
Welcome to the world.
Welcome to the NFL. What have you done for me lately? And it's, you know, it's a hard, hard place. And you play for a team that is as hard as anyone on players such as yourself, which are older. And they're trying to gauge now whether you're coming to the end or if you're still of value to them. And now, Tom, you're in the crosshairs like everybody else. And we can debate whether Tom has handled it well or not. I don't know. I think it's debatable. But that whole piece about the toughness issue is Martin on the Cape. This is what got me on it. Martin on the Cape's point about the toughness. He's right.
Oh, of course he's right. Brady plays every week. He's untouchable there. Really, he's untouchable. I mean, the only time he's ever missed games, you know, aside from the suspension, is to get his knee caved in the first quarter of the first game. Oh. That's it. Other than that, he's out there every play.
Michael Felger, Tony Maserati, Felger and Maz. It's Felger and Maz on 98.5 The Sports Hub. Follow these guys on Twitter at Felger and Maz.
I think that the Patriots are the standard, much to the chagrin of this guy, Carlton from Tampa, that calls to my radio show every day. He used to be from Massachusetts, Max. He retired and goes to Tampa.
Carlton.
He retired? I know no Bill Belichick hater more so than him. He is unreal. If Bill Belichick passed gas, Carlton would know about it and complain about it for the public. He's unreal, but he's a great, great caller. He's very knowledgeable. He's a good guy, too.
Carlton from Boston.
He could pass gas.
I heard this morning. I literally almost fell off my couch. Like, they all love him? Come on.
That's right. They all love me, Max Kellerman. Stephen A., whose show I call into all the time on Sirius XM Radio. Why can't you buffoons and you sock puppets and just realize what a genius I am?
Where's he been, by the way?
I don't know. He's been a
with this story?
Sporadic.
Where's he been?
Colton. It's an excellent point. Is he still mad at us because I thought Severian Jenkins was a fumble, not a touchdown?
For misleading the public.
Of that's all things. Oh, yeah.
It's not truth in broadcasting. That's not truth in broadcasting. You're telling lies to the audience.
Yeah, I mean, that's the show.
Yeah, no, he boycotted. I don't know if he's still doing it, but he boycotted us because I thought Austin Severian Jenkins. I remember that disputed touchdown against the Jets?
Of course.
They bobbled going against the pylon. I thought they got it right or whatever. It's the rule. And Carlton lost his mind. He boycotted the show because of that.
He did. He called us one day when you were on vacation.
Unbelievable.
So he's boycotting you.
Yeah, I think
he's
it's
boycotting
you.
Boycotting me. I think
so it isn't like
again,
you. Yeah.
I'm the problem.
I'm blaming you.
You
and Brady. You and Brady are the problems.
Okay, so that's one piece of that. Oh, your Patriots tickets coming away at 4:30. Is that right, Jimmy?
That's correct.
4:30 free Patriots.
And if you don't give away the tickets at 4:30, I'm fired.
And you have the right, Mass has the right to take me out back and slap me in the face.
The second time.
Right. You already own one. We've already got one. We got to get Howie or Bob to slap me. Sosie.
Going to get a hot water bottle and slap you in the face with it.
Okay. 4:30 for free Patriots tickets is when you can get a chance to go to Gillette on Saturday night to see the playoffs for free. There's that. Then, let's do this as well, because every now and then we like to check in on the Bickersons.
Yes.
Which is a nightly show here on 98.5 The Sports Hub, also known as...
Heckle and Jekyll.
The Adam Jones Show. Where Cattles is a little bit of a home piece. He likes his Boston teams.
No.
Honk.
He comes in here with his Celtics gear on. It's not because he gets good seats like Jimmy. It's because he bleeds green, man.
Mother Goose.
So he's a little bit of a home piece.
Honk.
And Jones is obviously the most negative, vile, evil person. Basically, I know.
Voldemort.
Okay. The sports buzzard. So sometimes it's like oil and water.
He's like Damien from Omen.
So Jones was sort of talking last night about the same thing we're talking about, which is... How much, you know, in terms of Brady's priorities and what he really cares about, what is TB12 method and his brand versus football? And is that becoming a growing concern for you? For me, it is. I think he's never, the brand and the off-field thing has never been more important to him. And it feels like I hear more about the off-field stuff than I do the on-field stuff with Brady nowadays.
You think it's a concern for Belichick?
Yes.
Oh, definitely.
Definitely. Well, Cattles doesn't quite agree. Go ahead.
So TB12 method is getting in the way of Brady's desire of winning.
Yeah. I wonder how Bill feels about the documentary. Okay. I wonder how he feels about the TB12. Okay. I wonder how he feels about the book. I wonder how he feels about the food packages.
I wonder
how he feels about all of it. Why is that so hard?
You can't be passionate about more than one thing in your life, apparently. You just can't be.
I feel like at some point, things start to take away from your main focus. Yeah.
He feels overly focused
on TB12.
Couldn't
yes.
the argument be made that his focus on TB12 and his workout regimen has actually helped him win more?
Yeah, the argument could be made. Sure.
I would buy that more than that it got in the way of this desire of winning because he's actually, you know, winning and playing good football.
Well, let's find out.
He
hasn't won anything yet.
Just in case he doesn't win the whole damn thing. Let's look back at that dastardly TB12.
The MVP is more important than the Super Bowl. That's how we keep score. We don't keep
who
track of
that?
Super Bowl
who
trophies.
The hell said
we
that?
Keep track of MVPs who, for Tom Brady.
Who said that?
Well, you keep saying he's winning the MVP and 13 regular season games. I don't care about any of that. Do they win the Super Bowl? That's the question.
Your point is the TB12 stuff, Jones. It didn't start this past weekend with the story. You're acting as if the Seth Wickersham story is the beginning of the TB12 issue. It's not. The TB12, you've been bitching and crying and moaning about TB12.
When did the book come out?
For 8 months.
Just stop for a second. Like, there's an oil and vinegar thing there.
They're like the two little devils on the shoulder there in Animal House, you know? No, because Cattles is sort of the high and mighty. Oh, no, you couldn't do that. Meanwhile, Jones is like, screw him.
Right, no, if you haven't seen Animal House, beggar, you know.
Yeah. I can't give it the
literal translation.
But there was this one devil on the shoulder going, nail her, screw him into the ground.
Keep going, let's hear him.
And there's Cattles on the other shoulder going, oh no, please don't know.
Story. You're acting as if the Seth Wickersham story is the beginning of the TB12 issue. It's not. The TB12, you've been bitching and crying and moaning about TB12.
When did the book come out?
For 8 months.
When did the book come out?
This year.
I don't know. Stop throwing different questions.
This year. When's the documentary come out? This year. We're talking about this year.
You're not... Jeez, man. I can't help you. I can't help you. My point is...
Yeah, he's won in the past. I got it. This year's different.
I honestly don't think you listen. I'm listening. You're treating this. You're saying if they lose in the playoffs, then that somehow justifies your idea that TB12 got in the way of winning. That is your ultimate point. What I'm saying is...
No, it'll be more evidence that it got in the way. I'm not saying it definitively is the reason why. You're the one not listening. I've said that five times.
Fine, whatever way you want to craft it. What I'm saying is you go back... The TB12 thing, you've been stomping on the TB12 thing from before the season. And what I'm saying is...
Yeah, this year, yeah.
Okay, so they've gone 13-3...
Yeah, don't care.
...throughout the whole...
Stop. Don't care.
Oh, Pac-Man is such a dink. Oh, what a dink. Oh, God, I love him for it, too.
And it's just, Cattles is just the guy, too, because he does. And I love Nick. I'm not like this, but, you know, he's a fan. He's
Mother Goose.
He's got the Brady poster above the bed at home.
Honk, honk.
From before the season. And what I'm saying is.
This year, yeah.
Okay, so they've gone 13-3.
Yeah, don't care.
Throughout the whole.
I'm not all that impressed with 12-13 wins.
I can't help you. We're late.
I've been late for 9 minutes.
I know. I was hoping to really I don't know what I was. I was hoping against hope that maybe you might understand what I was.
Please.
Late.
No. Yeah. No. No.
Okay. That's right. TB12's in the way. Absolutely in the way.
I wonder how Bill feels about it among the documentary and everything else.
If they took TB12 out of the thing, maybe they would have went 19-0. I guess that's the point.
Exactly.
Right?
Yes. Yeah, now we're talking. Yes. That makes perfect. Yes.
Okay. So stop. Like that goes on for like another 9 minutes. It's just brilliant.
No, there's no question.
No, that was the tail end of the 9 minutes. It's another like 34 seconds or so.
I'm going to listen to the whole thing on the ride home tonight.
TB12 out of the thing. Maybe they would have went 19-0.
Yep. Maybe. Yep. Yeah, maybe they did.
Point.
Exactly.
Right?
Yes. Yeah, now we're talking. Yes, that makes perfect. Yes.
19-0
exactly.
And beat everybody by 50 points.
They won 13 games. Maybe they would have won 16 without TB12.
Brady's diet got in the way of him wanting to win. Yeah, I'm going to go with that. Yes. Good luck to you, Jones.
Yes. Maybe they wouldn't have lost yet.
I was trying to help you make some sense, but it's a lost cause.
No, it makes no sense. No. Brady just took away, or Brady had Guerrero taken away from him and the rest of the team, but it's nothing to see here.
These two are going to age 20 years working with each other.
It's great.
TB12 out of the thing. Maybe they would have went 19-0.
Maybe they would have.
Cattles will be bald and rail thin by like August 1st.
So look, I'm actually with Cattles on it on this one because it's hard to say it's gotten in the way to this point when he's won two out of the last three and is favored to win three out of four. I'm not telling you that it's gotten in the way. My point is, why is he still playing? What's the motivation to keep going? And I think that the motivation to keep going is in large part, and we can debate what the percentage is, but it's a launching pad for his business. He's doing it for business. He's no longer doing it just 100% for love of the game and to win. That's probably, it's certainly more than half of it, but is the business now 30% of the consideration, 40% of the consideration? I think it's significant because when I hear him talking, when I hear him in his public exposure, it's as much the business as it is the football team.
Oh, I think it's more. And the public exposure, it's more. He talks about that. Think of all the interviews and stuff he's done for this thing. And all of it. The Facebook posts and the videos and the bubble wrap, like all of that.
So is he playing just to promote the business? That's sort of a dangerous thing? That's a dangerous place to be. That's what we're discussing, along with our Twitter polls. Do you like Tom Brady more, less, or the same as you did 5 years ago? And then there's a piggyback Twitter poll. Is the Felger and Maz show as good, worse, or the same as it was 5 years ago?
54% say worse.
Oh, good. That number's coming down.
That number is coming down.
27% say better, and 20% say same.
So it's almost 50-50 in terms of the same or better.
Yeah.
So again, that middle option really bails you out.
Oh, no, that's critical for us in this poll.
We'll give you the Brady results right after Murray's update. 90 seconds, no commercials.
12 out of the thing. Maybe they would have went 19-0.
Yes.
I guess that's...
Stay tuned for more Felger and Mass on 98.5, the Sports Hub.